This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
One of the most powerful surahs in the Quran and the most heavy in terms of its reward, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ ثُلُثُ الْقُرْآنِ. That surah is one third of the Quran, i.e. the weight of the surah and the ajr that a person gets from that. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhi mentions in this Allahu Samad, the ayah Allahu Samad, he says in the ma'na, he says أَنَّهُ سَيِّدٌ, i.e. Allah is the leader. كَمُلَتْ سُؤْدَتُهُ, His entire leadership, i.e. the fact that he is an absolute leader, is perfected. Likewise, throughout the creation and throughout the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a sunnah. He has a sunnah with which he governs. He appoints and makes leaders in every category. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Adam, he is our father, وَهُوَ سَيِّدٌ, and he is the leader of all, سَيِّدُ النَّاس. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam as being the leader, and Abu al-Anbiya, he is the leader of all the Anbiya, he's the father. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talks about himself. I am the leader of Ibn Adam, دون الفخر. And I'm not boastful and proud about it. It's a fact that I am mentioning. During the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after prophethood, he would give us indications of who's who. So he would say, Khadija radiallahu anha, she is the leader of all the women in Jannah. Fatima radiallahu anha, she would lead all the young women of Jannah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, and as he was sitting, his feet were hanging onto the well, and the well had swelled, i.e. there was good rain, so the water had come up, and they were able to play with the water with the toes. They were able to move their legs and play. With him on his right and left was Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu. And a person comes in and he tells that person, the two, i.e. to my left and right, these are Sayyida Kuhulil Jannah, i.e. these are the leaders of the people who have reached maturity past 40, they are going to be the leaders of Jannah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was walking in the middle of the night. And some of the Sahabas who were from the ones who were responsible for writing the wahi, there were a total of 12. They would always be with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were appointed, because as soon as the wahi would come, their responsibility was to jot it down or write it down on a piece of paper. So this time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking in the middle of the night and it's dark. And Huthaifa radiallahu anhu, he is behind, walking. Because he was the Amin of this Ummah. Rasulullah would share the secrets with him. He had all the secrets of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would be behind Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Rasulullah was not expecting him. He says, وَكُنْتُ وَرَاءَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was, you know, tracing my steps behind Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see, مَاذَا يَفْعَلْ مَاذَا يَصْنَعْ, what is he going to do tonight? فَإِذَا هُوَ وَاقِفٌ بِعَارِضٍ, he is standing and something stopped him. لَا أَرَاهُ, I cannot see in the dark. Was it a child? Was it somebody? Was it a man? Was it a jinn? I don't know. But some عارض, some obstruction came to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَبَدَعَ أَسْمَعُ كَلَامَهُ, I could hear Rasulullah talking, but I couldn't hear the other side. And it wasn't visible to me what is happening. As he was trying to look left and right, he ruffled some tree and branches. Rasulullah heard the sound. He said, Man huna, who's behind me? He said, Hudhaifa, Ya Rasulullah, it's just me, it's Hudhaifa. He said, what are you doing? He said, Tatabba'tuk, I followed you to see what you're going to do in the night. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said it in such a beautiful way. He said, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ والدك ووالد غفر الله الوالد والوالدين غفر الله الوالدين. May Allah forgive your parents. And this is a very beautiful usloob, right? One of the signs of the hour is يكثر اللعان مع السلام. One of the signs of the hour is there will be abundance of people. We will say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, but we will also be sending curses to one another. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah, that, you know, saying beautiful du'as and you know, all of this. For example, you know, in the Arab culture, for example, where I grew up, they would say, Allah yidkhil abak fil jannah. If you enter somebody, may Allah enter your father into Jannah. Like, they're, even if they're angry, they're not cursing. They're making a du'a that actually has a positive impact, even in the times of anger. So Hudhaifa radiallahu an, Rasulullah turns to him and he said, أتدري من هذا? Do you know who that was? Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu says, I don't know because I didn't see anyone. He says, كان ملك. He was an angel from the sky. لم ينزل على الأرض. He had never descended on this earth. استأذن ربه. He asked Allah permission specifically to come down. And the only reason he came down is hajatain. He has two objectives. Number one, أن يسلم علي. He wanted to say salam to me in person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And second, he came to inform me that Hassan and Hussein both are the leaders of youth in Jannah. So this information about Hassan and Hussein being the leaders was, it came directly from an angel to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our khutbah today is going to revolve around the story of Hassan radiallahu anhu. And as you may be aware, tonight's Friday night lecture, which was cancelled last time, is going to be on the story or the revolution of Imam Hussein. The revolution of Hussein radiallahu anhu. And what do we learn from that? So that's the family Friday night after Maghrib today. But this is a continuation. So for those of you that are not planning to come, you can still come because you'll have this entire story. Hassan radiallahu an was born to Fatima radiallahu an and Ali radiallahu an. Now if you trace back, I mean, subhanAllah, look at the leadership here. Fatima radiallahu an, Hassan, Ali radiallahu an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khadija radiallahu an. Subhanallah, like look at the lineage that she, you know, he is coming from. He was born, and when he was born, he was one of the second childs, depending, there's an ikhtilaf whether it's first or second. After Hijrah, he was one of the first few children to be born. And when he was born over there in Medina, entire Medina was happy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took special care of Hassan radiallahu an. From beginning, from the time that when he was born, his head, when they shaved the head, the hair were taken, and then the amount of silver according to the weight of the hair was given. Then Rasulullah himself did tahniq. He chewed some dates, and they, you know, you put it on top of the palate of the baby. Today, the recent medical science has proven that dates has certain enzymes and minerals in that are really beneficial for a baby. Rasulullah did that many, many years ago. And then Hassan radiallahu anhu, he grew in the eyes of the people of Medina. There are numerous stories of Hassan radiallahu anhu. Hopefully we'll share a few today to remind ourselves of his greatness. Once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sitting and he saw Hassan radiallahu anhu playing around in the masjid. As he was playing around in the masjid, he grabbed Hassan radiallahu anhu. He went off the minbar. He grabbed Hassan radiallahu anhu. فَأَجْلَسَاهُ He placed him right next to him on the minbar and he said, إِنَّ ابْنِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ. This son of mine is a leader. And Allah will unite بين فئتين عظيمتين يصلح بين فئتين عظيمتين. Allah is going to unite or rectify the dispute between two great divisions within the ummah at the hands of my son. This hadith had a profound impact on the life of Hassan radiallahu anhu, which we'll cover to the end. Hassan radiallahu anhu, once he was with Hussein radiallahu anhu, and it is mentioned that they would take turns jumping on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once they were running, so one tripped and the other tripped over the other. So they were running towards Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a khutbah, and one tripped, i.e. the first one tripped and the second tripped over. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went and he grabbed them and he brought them. And then he says, indeed Allah says the truth, that innama amwalukum fitna, innama amwalukum wa abna'ukum fitna, that indeed your money and your children are a test for us. I couldn't bear them. I saw them and I had to step down and bring them close to me. Hassan radiallahu an, as he grows, there are numerous stories about his intellect, but one of the most profound moments that should be etched in our memories is the time when Hassan radiallahu an, he grew older and time for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's departure came. Everybody, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left this earth, and the one that was the most saddest on that day was Hassan radiallahu an. As for Hussein, he was sad, but he was still younger. But Hassan radiallahu an had vivid memories of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Sahaba, they were in Thaqifat Bani Sa'ad. If you go today on Google Maps and you type in Masjid al-Nabwi, in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabwi, you will see that small portion that is still surrounded. Everything else is marble, but there's this one garden towards the back of Masjid al-Nabwi by the King Fahad Gate towards the left of it. You will see that it's still preserved. That is where the bay'ah, that is where the pledge of allegiance for the first Khalifa Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took place. But the story is more powerful because they made sure that since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that this son of mine is going to be a leader, he was present in every leadership decisions, although he was not taking part of decision. The Sahabas were very cognizant of training him to fulfill the honor and the words of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the only one that sat in that majlis of all the leaders of Sahaba, Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, Umar radiallahu an, Sa'd ibn Ubaid. All of these great Sahabas are sitting there, and there is a young teenager that is sitting amongst them, Hassan radiallahu an. And he learns the political climate. He learns how the decisions are taking place politically. He learns at the hands of the best, Abu Bakr radiallahu an. And then during the time of Abu Bakr, he used to say that leave a space for Hassan in the front because he is from Ahlul Bayt. He is from the family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During the time of Umar radiallahu an, numerous stories took place between Hassan. But the primary focus is that when the fitna took place during the life of Uthman radiallahu an, when the fitna took place during the life of Uthman radiallahu an, Hassan radiallahu an played an integral role as a young man in his mid-20s to have that foresight and intellect, and went up to his father and he said to him that the people of Kufa are going to kill you, Ya Abba. Oh my father, they're going to kill you. Do not go out to them. Ali radiallahu an, he is going out to rectify the issue of the blood of Uthman, the revenge of Uthman. He wants to rectify this issue. He goes out there, and the people of Kufa, as was promised, it is mentioned in the books, in our Sunni books, that, and in the Shia books too, that as soon as Ali radiallahu an died and his janazah was prepared and they were about to pray, before they even prayed on Ali radiallahu an, the entire community at that time, bay'ahu 'ala al-khilafa, they gave bay'ah to him. And this is what proves the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that khilafa after me will be for 30, i.e. 30 years. And the last, if you count the number of years of all the Khalifa, you're left with 29 years and 6 months at the death of Ali radiallahu anhu. And then the next 6 months is Ali radiallahu anhu who got the Khilafah at the hands of the people. The difference, and for us to understand what is Khilafatul Rashida, is that you don't appoint yourself. Rather, people find you and say, we agree that we want you to lead us according to the Sharia of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not something you seek. So Hassan radiallahu anhu, he got the bay'ah, but he was smart. Because the fitna of Ali radiallahu anhu and the entire battles that I'm skipping, the Siffin and Jamal, all those battles, I'm skipping all of that history that took place, but he was smart. He said, I will take bay'ah from you on the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala al-Qur'ani wa sunnah. But he added a second condition. And the condition is that you will be enemies to those who I am enemy to. And you, أَنْتُ صَالِحَ مَنْ أُصَالِحَ. And you will rectify your disputes if I give and say, we are in allegiance with these people, then all of you will give allegiance to them. And you will drop your challenges. Because he understood the sensitivity of where the ummah was headed. Then Hassan radiallahu anh, towards the end, he grabs an entire army of some, says around 40,000 sahaba and tabi'een that were alive at that time, and they headed towards Muawiyah radiallahu anh. Muawiyah radiallahu anh, it is mentioned, not the way that, you know, certain sects display him, he was also a very intellectual person. They said, what's going on? They told him that there are two huge groups, firqatuna, our jaysh, wa jaysh of Hassan radiallahu anh. So Muawiyah radiallahu anh, he says, إِذَا قَتَلُوا هَؤُلَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ. If these kill those and those kill them, فَمَنْ بَقِيَ لَنَا. I mean, the entire ummah will be killed. خُذُوا هَذِهِ الْوَرَقَ. In one narration it says that he gave a piece of paper. And he said, take this to Hassan and ask Hassan radiallahu anhu to write whatever conditions he wishes. And I will accept because we don't want to have a battle. Hassan radiallahu, imagine this is Muawiyah here radiallahu anhu. On this time, Hassan is also thinking, how can we not have the battle? So Hassan radiallahu anhu, he comes to the point where they bring this paper to him and say, this is the statement of Muawiyah. Then he turns to the Jaysh and he says, do you remember the condition that I gave you in the bay'ah? Everybody said yes, and there he did the pledge of allegiance in a second time, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page. He did the pledge of allegiance. And then he spoke to Hussein radiallahu anhu, because he knew that Hussein is not going to accept. You know, your brothers, you know that the brother is. And you know, Hassan radiallahu anhu was a person with hilm and forbearance. Hussein radiallahu anhu, he was like Ali radiallahu anhu. He was like, no, we need to get revenge, and revenge means revenge, and let's get this done the fastest, the only way. So he was, and again, in a just manner which Sharia allows, but there is no leniency here. And those are both two different leadership styles. We see them in all the khulafa. So Hassan radiallahu anhu calls Hussein, and he says, I have decided that I am going al-atanazal, I am going to step down as the Khalifa. And I am going to give bay'ah to Muawiyah. Hussein radiallahu anhu, he says, don't do it. People will say that you have sold the izzah of Arabs. People will say that you have spread bloodshed for no cause. They will say things to you. Don't do that. Then Hassan radiallahu anhu says, you were quite small and you didn't remember this, but remember the qawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ بْنِي هَذَا, this son of mine, Allah is going to unite between two فِئَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ, two huge groups of Muslim, Allah is going to unite them because of that. وَاللَّهِ مَا أَرَى إِلَّا هَذَا هُوَ الْمَشْهَدِ. I see This is the hadith that Rasulullah talked about, and this is where I have to make a decision. Rasulullah Hassan radiallahu anh, he writes on the Mu'ahada, he writes and he says that I atanazal anil khilafa wa ubayi'uka ala sunnati rasulillahi wal qur'ani wa sunnati rasulillah. Atanazal, I will step down and I will give you allegiance. I will give you my pledge of allegiance that you are our khalifa. Walakin, the only condition is أن يكون الخلافة على نهج رسول الله بعدك. That the khilafa, the process of selection of the next person after you is going to be according to the sunnah and the way of the khulafa ar-rashidin. So to that, Muawiyah radiallahu an accepted. He accepted those terms. And Hassan radiallahu an, he accepted and he came down as the position of a khalifa. And throughout the life of Hassan radiallahu anh, he lived around 9 years under the khilafa of Muawiyah, or 9.5 years. 51 Hijri, he died, and if you take the opinion that he died at 48. So between 9 to 11 years that he lived under Muawiyah's reign. And it was very respectful. Everybody respected him. Everybody cared for him. Hassan radiallahu anh, towards the end of his life, since he had married many, many tribes, there were certain tribes that were not happy with this decision. Till this day, we don't have an exact answer of who poisoned him. We don't know exactly who poisoned him. There are things that are mentioned. For example, it is said that his wife, she agreed with Muawiyah that, you know, I will poison him. Subhanallah, who's going to choose Muawiyah over Hassan radiallahu anh? There is no comparison. These are all fabricated tales that we have, you know, some in our books too. But there is no authenticated way for us to know who killed him. The only story that I leave with, and I leave you all with, is on his deathbed, Hussein radiallahu anh comes and he says, "Oh my brother, tell me who is the one who poisoned you. And before we pray your janazah, we will have taken revenge from him." So Hassan radiallahu anh turns to Hussein and he said, "I have Allah to take my revenge. Allah is going to take my revenge. Sa'alqah, I will meet that person yawmul qiyamah. Wa rabbi ya'khudhu tha'ri. And my Rabb, Allah is the one who is going to take the revenge." And with that, he passed away. Hussein radiallahu anh was supposed to lead the janazah. He was the most knowledgeable and the most worthy at that time. But he remembered, Hussein radiallahu anh, the sunnah, that if the Amir of that town, the leader of that town is present, then he takes precedence over everyone to lead the janazah. So he gave the janazah to Sa'id ibn al-As, and he led the janazah, and afterwards he was buried in Baqi radiallahu anh. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم.